I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. The key witness in a Woodland Park murder trial will be sentenced next month for tampering with evidence in the case. A sentencing hearing for Crystal Lee has been set for January 28th. The former Idaho nurse reached a plea deal with prosecutors and faces up to 3 years in prison for her role in the death of Kelsey Barrett. Barrett's fiancé Patrick Frazee was convicted in the killing last month. Lee admitted to taking Barrett's cell phone back to Idaho after her death to try to make it look like the slain mother had left the state. Montana Governor Steve Bullock dropped out of the presidential race yesterday. He's the second moderate Democrat from the Mountain West to call it quits. Nate Hedgie reports.
It's no secret that our region leans conservative. So when Steve Bullock, along with Colorado Democrats John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett, announced their campaigns for president, they touted cross-party appeal. Bullock especially leaned on his ability to win over conservatives. After all, he was elected governor in a state that voted for Trump by 20 points. But none of these men saw much success in the Democratic primary. Juliet Carlisle is a political science professor at the University of Utah. She says the region's candidates have struggled with name recognition in a crowded field.
They really need national appeal in order to garner donations and support.
Bullock said in a statement that he was unable to break through to the top tier of candidates. Hickenlooper dropped out in August. Bennett is still hanging on, but he's polling at zero. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
And I'm Abigail Beckman, 91.5 KRCC News.